Recorded at American Century Investments, this is Yes You Can, Cover to Cover, the online broadcast of Stowers Innovations and YesYouCanOnline.info. Based on the award-winning Yes You Can series of books, Cover to Cover provides information to help you improve your financial position and enjoy a better life.
I'm Sam Goller, and I'm talking with authors Jack Jonathan and Sheila Mannheim. Jack and Sheila recently teamed up with American Century Investments founder Jim Stowers on the book Yes You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams. Jack, Sheila, welcome. Today we're going to talk about the value of time and the role it plays in a person's ability to reach their goals. Jack, there's an interesting quote in the book that reads, "Time is the multiplier that compounds the value of your effort and determination." What exactly does that mean, and how could someone just starting out in their career use this to their advantage?
Diogenes, the famous historical Greek philosopher, said, "Time is the most valuable thing a man can spend." This makes you wonder what he meant by that. When one thinks about time and they think they have an infinite amount of time, they must realize there's a finite cycle in your life. When you think about what is time really, it's an asset. The asset can represent itself to so many hours deposited in a bank of time, your lifespan. And as you spend the time or grow into time, that amount of time diminishes because there is a finite limit. Time would not grow. Time is only spent. When you say about the multiplier, then you make me wonder, how can I multiply the value of my time? The way you can multiply the value of your time is to spend it wisely. Make sure the time and effort and determination is used in such a way that you have set up your goals, and the use of the time, being a valuable asset, is not spent foolishly. Sheila, you and I talked about this a long time when we started working on the book.
One of the things that we always believe in is using your time in a way that has value. So people these days are overbooked, and they're using their time too tightly. They're not giving enough space or breathing room to their time. So one of the things that is essential is to use your time in a way that it has value and creates meaning in your life. I don't believe it's a wise use of time to listen to a book on tape while you're driving your children's carpool, because this is time you could be spending understanding your children, listening in. What are they talking about? What is really going on? So I don't believe in doubling up on time. I believe in letting things you do have an opportunity to really blossom and really enjoy the time that you have to spend.
So often I think people are living 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 days down the road. They're not living in the moment. And that person who's riding in the car with their children, and they're paying attention to something else that isn't really relevant to the moment, and how that is taking away one of their most precious assets, that time that they can be spending with their children, because that's what the moment provides. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, because Jim always says, am I getting value for my money at the end of each month? And Jack and I will say, am I getting value for the way I spent my time? And that means sometimes you're sitting and looking out of the window. That's a very valuable use of time, unless you have a deadline and you have to get something done right now. Then you need to put your effort into your time. So there's a balance there between rest, the pause, and the beat. You can't have music without both. However, of money, that's a different matter, because time and money, that's a precise formula. You put that money away when you're 20 and let it grow, you will be a very happy camper when you're 65.
Yes. When you think of time, think about earning interest, and the better use of the time in the interest, meaning start early, the better the result. Let that time work for you when your money is properly invested over time. So time is important for this particular relationship between you and the money that you have saved and the amount of time you give it to grow. But there ought to be other issues relating to time, Sam, that are also a source of discomfort. And that is if you have a debt, and debt in credit cards compound the misuse of time. If you use a credit card and pay at the end of every month, then you let the money that you have borrowed for the expenses work for you until the end of the month, and then you have to pay it back. But if you allow that money to be, again, something you owe, then time works against you because it takes a long time to clear a debt. So the word about the use of time in terms of credit is if you are a creditor, you have advantages. But if you are a debtor, you are certainly in a poor situation because you pay far more to pay back the debt.
So time and the appreciation of time plays a role in your personal life, how you live your life and you appreciate each moment. It sounds as though it also plays a big factor in being able to achieve success financially.
Sure.
Because time can work to your advantage through compounding, through letting your money grow over time for you, as well as work against you if you are carrying a debt and you carry that debt over a great period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, this point we've brought up before about know yourself is critical here. It appears to me that some people have no trouble at all with putting money aside. And some people do in the same family. You can be a very good parent and teach your children from the age of 3, and one of your little bunnies is going to still just spend money like this, and one of your little bunnies is going to put that money aside, and they're going to have money for the down payment of a house when they're 21. That happened in my family. But I believe that people with a very great imagination have a much more difficult time with money because they see something and they can see themselves in it or they can see themselves playing with it. So I am one of those people. I have to be incredibly disciplined in order to keep myself on track financially. And my daughter does not. Her mind is much more focused, and therefore for her, it doesn't take a lot of discipline. She has to have a little more discipline in saying, am I getting good use of my time? I get good use of my time all the time. I don't get good use of my money. So knowing yourself is going to be very important in terms of helping you decide how you are going to manage the discipline of saving money.
The one important factor to knowing yourself is to maintain a positive attitude. Time and a positive attitude make the best use of your time because you enjoy the time. And enjoying the time that you have is so important. But also I can see time and the ability to enjoy your physical well-being. Do you allow time to do physical exercises? Do you allow time to enjoy a walk in the woods? Do you allow time to look at the stars or the sunshine? So you live fully when you don't let yourself be glued on the television and let somebody else make you imagine what the sunset is. Get out of the house, look at the sunset, not to sit in front of the TV and watch a sunset.
You know, something you said and something that Sam said comes together here for me. Sam says living in the moment, and you say time is finite and we're always spending time. Well, the interesting thing is that if you live in the moment and are sitting really enjoying the real sunset rather than watching on television, it feels as if time stands still and you feel as if you have more time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the tricks of also expanding your time or multiplying
your
time.
But I'll give you another one on time that I always feel. I live in Europe for quite a few years, and when you eat out, you really take time to enjoy the food. You don't gobble it up. If you're going to have lunch, are you eating just to live or you live to eat? There must be something in between that says, if you're going to have lunch, enjoy it, don't gobble it up. It takes time, but that time well spent, again, to enjoy the food.
You get value.
So the way you use time in your personal daily disciplines or enjoyment or duties, that is what makes a difference in really making good use of your time.
And Sheila, you know, separate of this dialogue, you had used a analogy of time as a drip, drip, drip. That is an imagery that I think is a good one to share, because it shows that it's a constant flow, that life is built from these ongoing experiences, and it's time that is multiplying these experiences, and whether these experiences are financial, they're personal, they are, you know, whatever aspect of your life they are, it's this constant using of time and how time is applied to these experiences that ultimately determines your success.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things that we would say to a young person is, I remember being 25, I remember, and thinking, oh my God, I've got wrinkles. It's all over. This is it. I'm 25. I've done nothing. I don't have my PhD yet. I don't have a family. I'm not married. This is just the end of the world. And it's very difficult for young people, I believe, because they think they should have got so much done by now at age 20 or 25 or 30. And I would like to encourage young people to realize that until the day you die, there always is enough time. If you feel that there's enough time, if you have your heart open to the time that's there, there's always enough time.
Yes, especially when you neglect to have what we might call social relationships. But the value of that time is priceless, because you cannot live alone.
And that's one place where time is multiplied.
That is a multiplier because of the benefits you get from it. One more idea about time. We've been on the topic now for some time. One more idea is, do you take time to satisfy your curiosity? You let somebody else make you curious, or you make yourself curious about finding out your role in the community in which you live, or how you can become more appreciative of other people's ideas that you wish you had yourself. That means a curiosity and a passion for knowledge. Maintaining that is the constant source of making more valuable the time that you have left, because you enjoy it charismatically through the ideas of others as well. Can you imagine reading a beautiful poem or hearing a poetry that is the distillation of a moment and an emotion in a few lines of verse? Now, if people savor that the same way they savor a good meal, because what it evokes in your mind are moments that you wish you had lived yourself. So that, again, is the value of time.
And young people are rich in time. And I would suggest that for a young person to have as many possibilities to try themselves out with a variety of things, like take a class in poetry, expand yourself as much as you can, because those things you try out in your 20s, when you're in your 70s or 80s and you can't do some of the other things, this passion for knowledge is the thing that sustains you in a very vibrant life. So it's something that it's worth spending your time on. Trying a lot of different things when you're young, because you'll come back to them when you're older.
In essence, if you think of time as a budget, and the budget can be properly used for efficient use of time, then you lead a happy life.
And if you know yourself,
and there is a wonderful proverb the Spanish people have: amor, dinero, salud y tiempo para gozarlos, which is love, money, good health, and time to enjoy it.
Jack, Sheila, thank you. Before we wrap up today, I do want to read one paragraph out of the book, Yes, You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams, that I think also adds some summary to what it is that we just talked about. You'll never have more time left in your life than you do right now. Time is a resource that can never be replaced. Like the sand in an hourglass slowly filling the bottom of the glass, once it is used up, there is no more time left. To extract the most out of each grain of sand, why not guard each minute as your most precious asset? Keep in mind how you use time will determine how successful you will be. For more information about the value of time and other success principles outlined in the book, Yes, You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams, visit yesyoucanonline.info. I'm Sam Goller, and this is Yes, You Can, Cover to Cover.
Yes, You Can, Cover to Cover is a production of Stowers Innovations, an American Century Investments company that makes people aware of the things they can do to improve their financial position and enjoy a better life. For information related to the topic you just heard, visit yesyoucanonline.info.